Is your brand being traded down in favor of generic products? It is not because of inflation. This is the topic of our podcast today.
This is Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business. Here is your host, Peter Rodriguez.
So today we're talking about inflation and how it affects your business, your brands, and we're exploring if it is true that when your brands are traded down in favor of generic products, is it really because of inflation or is there a bigger problem behind that issue? And one of the most frequent things that I hear amongst marketers is the easy solution. So why are we losing to private label? Well, it is because of inflation, because of affordability, people don't have enough money, and therefore they trade down. This may sound logic, but it is not the full truth. Of course, disposable income has something to do with the way people make choices. However, if you're a very insightful marketer, if you are a strategic marketer, you go beyond that assumption. So in this episode of Brand Tips, I want to share with you some ideas that may help you go beyond just the surface and understand that maybe even in inflationary times, you have a huge opportunity to grow your business. So let's explore this idea. Consumers don't always act on logic. And that is one of the most important things to understand. It is not only because of inflation that they make choices, only because they have less disposable income. They decide on something much more complex. And for that understanding, you need to go after the right problem to solve. It is very commonly heard that if your brand is losing share to generic products, it is because of that kind of mindset of affordability. However, if you use this assumption, you may fall in the trap of going straight into tactics that will not solve the problem. You may go into short-term promotions or price discounts or anything that may be actionable right away, but will not solve the problem. It actually could even make it worse because people can be trained to buy your brand on deal. And that is not where you want to be. So the failure that I have found in this process is in the strategy pillar of the strategic brand leader mindset. And the strategy pillar starts with understanding the real problem. When you understand the real problem and define it properly, then you're resolving something that will actually fix that problem. So you need to rewrite the problem. And in order to do that, you need to go beyond and use a good framework in order to get to the bottom of the problem. So when you use a better framework, you can then discover insights that will make you thrive even in times of inflation. So how do you do that? So that's what we're talking about today. The first thing is to ask questions that to understand the human drivers and inhibitors. Remember that people decide based on perception. They don't decide only on the logic. Logic is how they explain to themselves and justify their decisions to themselves, but it's really that gut feeling that they follow. And I will tell you something that all of us marketers have known for decades, and sometimes we tend to forget because we want people to behave and believe the things that we marketers believe, and they do not operate that way. So we need to know what people want, and that is something that they do not necessarily say. They do not tell you, I want this, I want that. You need to figure that out based on their behavior, their attitudes, the way that they buy the satisfactors for their wants that they have in their minds. And if your brand is part of that satisfaction, then that's where you have a tremendous power in order to influence their final decision. It's not just a funnel. It's not just the decision, the consumer's journey. That is only in the surface. It is the real motivators why a consumer would choose to buy your brand even when it is premium priced. And that is the key. So that all has to do with understanding human drivers and inhibitors. And don't forget that people pay for benefits. They don't pay for the product. They express their purchase by buying the product, but they have something else in mind. They're buying the benefit that they perceive is coming from having your product, using your product, taking it home. And that is the reason why they buy a brand at a higher price than a generic. In good times and in bad times, this continues to be the truth. And that's why I'm inviting you today to dig deeper and use a good framework, a good worksheet, to figure out what is the issue that you need to resolve. And believe me, it is not just the price gap. So one of the things that I commonly use in my practice is the Brand Roots Worksheet to guide your analysis through the consumer decision-making process. And as I said, this is not a simple customer journey thing. It is the internal process that consumers go through to assign value to your brand. When they assign value to your brand, that dictates the price that they're willing to pay for it. And that is the most important part of the equation. If they're willing to pay more than just for a generic product, for whatever reason they have in their minds, that's what you have to leverage and use. So some of the questions that you may ask me, what are the questions that I would find in the worksheet? Well, some of them are very simple, and you could ask them from your as we go today. Ask yourself, really, what benefit are they paying for when they buy your brand? Not the product, the brand. Make that distinction very clear. Now, if you have no reason for them to buy a benefit from you versus the generic product, then we have a problem. That is a big problem, because it's a problem of value that you need to resolve. So, and dig deeper. Why do they see this benefit in your brand? What is the reason that they associate your brand with that particular benefit they're looking for? Maybe you built it. Maybe the category itself built it. Maybe they made it up on their own. But you need to know that. There is a reason why they pay more in good times and in bad times for your brand and for other people's brands, because you need to do this analysis for yourself and your competitors. And once that you know that, then you need to quantify exactly how your brand benefit is more valuable than what they get from a generic. There is a gap in benefit that they see, and it makes them feel probably really bad. Like when they are forced, in the worst cases, when they're forced to choose a generic because of affordability, let's go there. There is a gap in satisfaction. There should be a gap. If there is no gap in satisfaction, then you have a bigger problem. But there should be a gap of how they feel about themselves, how they feel about the decision they're being forced to make. Like in very bad situations, like in the Great Recession of last century, people actually were forced to not buy what they really wanted. But that didn't stop them from wanting that benefit. When the recession was over, brands that continued to be present came back roaring. And the only reason for that is that there was a gap in satisfaction. That is the important gap that you need to take care of. Now, remember, when you're the key thing to take away from here is that when consumers trade you down, it is because they no longer see value in your brand. They don't see a value powerful enough to stick with your brand. And then they just see you as a product. And that is the worst place to be. So don't be compared to a generic. That is crucially important. And it is not based on product attributes. Attributes can always be imitated. But make sure that the benefit that they see in your brand makes the difference. So in the worksheet, that's a good start. You can start thinking about that and strategizing around the brand benefit and not only about the brand attribute. Now, number two, I think that it's important to find out how your brand fits with what's important to them. You need to know that in detail. They have a life, consumers have a life, and your brand fits in their life in a specific way, it is part of their day, part of their week, part of their lives. So they are not, when they're thinking about important things for them, it is not only about price gaps. It's about how they feel themselves, about themselves, and about the brands that they buy, that they get to satisfy those desires. And again, to point two here on your, on the screen, you can see that people decide based on perception. So knowing what they want and understanding really what's in their minds is crucial. They always like, if you think about it, humans, we consumers, always look for ways to indulge, even in times of inflation. And that is why you see so many cases of brands who continue to charge a premium and they continue to thrive, even in the times when consumers feel they have less purchasing power. When they have less disposable income, they may cut on everyday purchases and still indulge on luxury goods or experiences from their point of view. And if your brand is on this side that I just described, as something that they're willing to pay for, even when they have to make choices on other things where they have to cut down expense, then you're in the right place in their mind. Now, if your brand sits on the other side where they say, well, I could probably cut down on this because they don't see the value, they will use that money towards something that gives them more satisfaction. So that is really the trade-off. In inflationary times, that is more important than the actual purchasing power that people may have. They will make choices, they will reassign their budget, and they will always keep a part of that budget to indulge in whatever they see valuable. This is something that out there in the media is known as split brain budget. It's a response to that overwhelming pressure of inflation on individuals and their financial well-being. It is something natural. When people feel they have less, they still need to treat themselves, and that is something that is natural. Think about your own experiences. It's not, especially when you are under a lot of pressure to deliver and fit in a budget, then you're beginning to make some of those choices. And it's very hard to let go of the things that give us satisfaction, that give us that sense of worth. And as you look at the worksheet, the Brand Roots worksheet, you'll start analyzing these insights and how they explain the behavior around your brand. So dig in deep enough and you will determine that there are drivers that you can accelerate and inhibitors that you can overcome. And when you use the worksheet, you can analyze important facts such as, is this a benefit valuable enough to scrimp on other purchases? And if you have one of those, you are really sitting on a gold mine, because if people see that benefit with that huge value, they will continue to stay loyal to you. Now, you have to find out why would they do that. It's not because of the product attributes. The product attributes only come back to give you a reason to believe. In the worksheet, you will also find things that would lead you to think what would trigger their desire to continue to treat themselves with your brand at the expense of cutting down somewhere else. So you need to find that out. So these are some examples that come in the process of the worksheet that I referred to from the Brand Roots framework. And now the last piece is find out if your brand can be a way for them to splurge. Find out if you can give them that that sense of, I am still treating myself well, even when things are not going well. And remember that you don't have to be selling like luxury goods or trips or lavish experiences. It could be in everyday products, everyday satisfactors that give people that sense of treating themselves. And probably those are even more powerful. I mean, people probably will stop traveling, like if they don't really have the money, they have $10,000 for a vacation, but they might still have a tenth of that, $1,000, in order to splurge and give themselves the treatment that they think that they deserve. And that is also something that I read a long time ago that some people call the lipstick effect, which is grooming yourself and giving yourself that care because you need that sense of enjoyment or that sense of escapism from life, from everyday challenges. So, as you can imagine, this happens all the time, even as we go through these inflationary times post-pandemic. Yes, it is happening. And look at so many brands who are examples of charging a premium and still thriving. And I don't see why yours couldn't be one of those. But as long as you have to think differently, it's up to you. So that's why at the beginning of this podcast episode, I said it's not about the inflation. It's about how you think of you and your brand and your consumer. And one example that I found very interesting in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago is that there was a poll conducted by them through one of their partners. And the Wall Street Journal reported that about 3 in 10 Americans, adult Americans, reported purchasing luxury items in the past month. And with a third of them spending more than $100 on their splurge. So just imagine, at least 30% of people continue to splurge in a way that it makes them feel better about themselves. This way of thinking from our consumers, in my opinion, gives them a sense of hope. Every time that you pamper yourself as a consumer, you develop that sense of hope for the future. And it serves as a reminder that life will improve, that things will get better in spite of how dire the financial situation might be at the moment. So, and probably if some of them may even choose to go into what we call the revenge spending, which is, going to the extreme of escaping from this stress of financial and budgeting pressures. So splurging on your brand may be a way to feel resilient. And that would be amazing for you to be in a situation like that. If you can make them feel that when they buy your brand, there's hope for a better future, things are going to get better, and I can still treat myself even in the middle of all of this. So, but for that, you need to know the root cause of why they're shifting. If the root cause is about perception of value, then you need to work on the value that you bring to them. So this is part of exploring more detail in the Brand Roots worksheet. And some other examples that you can find is, for example, is the need state that your brand satisfies part of their emotional self-care? And if so, how is it and why is it part of that emotional self-care? Is your brand part of how they prioritize their own well-being? And how is that? How do they think about it? Why would they think that way? Could they find solace in revenge inflation spending on your brand? And how would that happen? So, you see, there are many questions that you could ask yourself. And obviously, I want you to consider that any product can fit this situation as long as the benefit is there. It doesn't have to do with, like, for example, well-being products. No, I mean, those are probably the more obvious examples. But almost anything can be in that situation. I mean, anything that you buy for you, that you enjoy, that you long to have, and that you can replace things with, if you cannot buy the most expensive item, but you can still splurge on things that you can still pay for, then that is the mindset that you want to tap into. And it is possible to do. So in summary, what have we talked about in this podcast episode? Don't blame inflation for your loss of share. I think that is a very easy way out. And dangerous because it may lead you to make a big mistake in how you address that issue. The culprit may be the absence of a deep understanding of the problem to solve. And every time I talk to clients and brands that I consult, and the brands that I have run in my career, the absence of a deep understanding of the problem to solve was a constant. So I invite you to use a good framework. I'm talking about the one that I use, the Brand Roots framework and worksheet, so that this failure in the planning operating system can be fixed. So if you want to find those opportunities during inflationary times and take inspiration from businesses that are growing despite how the situation is, well, have a look at what I'm talking about. Think about the split brain budget phenomenon, how it can benefit you, and how your brand can be on the side of providing people that satisfaction, that sense of hope, that sense of that things will get better, and prefer them and continue to buy and continue to give you their preference over generics that are simply products that are just, they have nothing more than the product attributes. So I invite you to think about it, and if you'd like me to help, I'm always happy to help. You can get a free copy of the Brand Roots framework and worksheet. So send me a note back. I invite you to sign up for, if you're not signed up for, to receive the newsletter, please do so. You can also take an online course on this skill, which is available, and or attend a workshop. So you can book a meeting with me, and you can also subscribe to the Brandway mentoring program, which is where you have access to all of these insights on a demand basis, on demand. So this is it for our podcast episode today. I hope that you have enjoyed it. Let me know what you think, and let me know how I can help you. Thank you very much. I hope that you continue to have a very successful week, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Download today's framework for free at brandmentor.ca. Build the key brand management skills that you may have overlooked or never learned. This was Brand Tips for Decision Makers, a show about growing your business, produced by Brand Igniter Inc. Become a smarter marketer. Build your brand management skills so you can grow more profit with your brands. Sign up for your mentoring program at brandmentor.ca.